The time is almost up. Thanks for listening to Big Band Broadway and Beyond. God bless, and if anybody asks, tell them Joe sent you.
Must we let it end?
This is WHFR Dearborn, and now it's time for our Public Affairs Show, special Radiothon edition, and you know it as, yes you do, the new WHFR Journal, local news and alternative views. Welcome to a Friday edition, April 27th, 2012. We're going to do a disclaimer in a second. Very important for every one of our talk shows here. It's a special Radiothon 2012 moment, folks. And if you're listening on the podcast, that's okay. You can still go to the website and pledge. But once a year only, for 1 week, each individual show asks for your support for the station. And this is a time. We need your pledge. We have people at the phones, as they say now, and we can take your pledge here at WHFR of whatever you can manage, whatever you feel good with giving us. We have different pledge incentives we'll be talking about. And on this show, the Journal, of course, we normally just feature news about Dearborn, the surrounding area, and some opinions, you know, from our elected leaders and also from other people in the community. And always happy to do so. If you didn't get a chance to hear my special interview live this last Tuesday, that's again April 24th, I used the Tuesday forum time slot, which is normally filled by shows done by some of the people actually in the studio today, and that's what we're going to talk about this hour as we're waiting for your pledges and as some of them are taking phone numbers from you. And we also have a Monday forum show. That's right. We have so many local talk shows on issues that are important to you, we think. Or should be anyway, give them a chance, we also have a Monday forum show. And so let me have you listen to our disclaimer because it's the thing to do. We have a lot of strong opinions here, and we have some great ideas, too, in our talk shows. But we have to have you keep this in mind. Disclaimer, this show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our Board of Trustees, or students. Wasn't that nice? Did you recognize the voice there? I've been helping with Pledge Drive all this week, as many of our DJs have been doubling up and helping one another to get the word out there. You say, well, I want to pledge. How do I do it? Okay, our phone number in the studio, 313-845-9676, and option one. We're all in the live studio right now, so you can call, and one of our talk show hosts will take the pledge from you. Or you can go online right now to our website, which is www.whfr.fm. And right under the Radiothon 2012 banner, it says donate here. Click here for donation form, and that's what you click on. And you'll even see pictures of the pledge incentives at the different levels, our thank you gifts. So either call us right now, 313-845-9676, or give us your pledge pitch. All right? Now, see if you recognize this show. Okay? Take a listen here, folks. I'm going to be featuring a little segment from our Monday forum on the fourth Monday of each month called Parent Connection. Let me just get it queued up for you here. Okay. Let's try this spot. Okay, it's coming up. Can you hear the theme music? Whoops. There we go. I love this theme.
Hello, this is Margaret King Ahmed, and I am your host of Parent Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this live show tonight, from 6 to 7. This is Pledge Week for WHFR Dearborn, and we're hoping that our loyal listeners will make sure they go to their piggy banks this week and give us some of their spare change. So listen, thank you very much for tuning in to WHFR Dearborn. I'm Margaret King Ahmed, the host of your Parent Connection program. And in the studios with me today, or the studio, I should say, is a guest, a friend of mine as well. His name is Eddie Ficori. He is the Dearborn Education Foundation Executive Director. And we're going to hear from him in just a minute. But I want to make sure that I thank my wonderful friend, Roger White, for being here this evening and sacrificing some of his time. He's been here all day, and he's so kind to do the producing of this program. So, Roger, I want to thank you right now, because a lot of times at the end of the show, we run out of time or I forget at the very last minute. So, thank you.
In that case, Margaret, may I say one thing?
Yes, please.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Where we're making waves day and night and night and day.
All right. Thank you. And this station is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can start in the morning with some classical music, which is a wonderful way to start the day as far as I'm concerned, because I like to start in a very relaxed mode, not be all hyped up. And so, you can check for the shows that are playing for the week and get it in our loyal listener handy. It's like a little newsletter, actually, but you guys call it something else. Roger, what do you guys call it? It's not just the loyal listener.
It's known as the loyal listener.
Okay. Yes. And it's like a little news format. It tells you what's coming up. It gives you information about the shows, about the people doing the shows. In fact, I do want to take a minute. I did find here where the mayor will be visiting the studios. And that will happen this week during the live show of with Jay Cornick. He's going to be doing the WHFR Journal, and he's bringing the mayor on as a guest to talk a little bit about what he's got planned for the future, but also help us do some fundraising. So that's going to happen on
Be Friday.
Friday, exactly.
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Thank you. So let's get to the business at hand here. Eddie was so nice to take time from his busy day. He was in Lansing today. Is that correct, Eddie?
That is correct. Straight here.
Okay, and Eddie is the fundraiser, the one and only, I believe, in the district, right, for the Dearborn District. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I want to also start off by thanking, because, again, I agree with Margaret. A lot of times we try to save it to the end and we forget, but I want to thank WHFR for opening their studio doors to us, and we are a great supporter of the idea of strengthening our community, so please get out there and support their drive this week.
Take his recommendation. He knows. He has the trouble of raising money from the community every day of the year. We only have to talk about this for 1 week a year with your help and support right now. And this was the Parent Connection Show hosted by Margaret King Ahmed, who's in the studio live with us right now. from this last Monday, April the 23rd. And you can hear that whole discussion with Eddie Fakuri, who's doing a great job serving the community through the Dearborn Education Foundation, raising extra money since the state isn't giving us enough to do a good thing, to do a lot of good things for our community and our students here. That interview with the mayor, as I said, the Fakuri interview, Parent Connection, Monday Forum, it's on our website, whfr.fm. You can listen to that anytime you want to now. And the interview with Mayor John B. O'Reilly Jr., which was a very spirited interview, let me say. We covered a lot of topics, maybe not everything you wanted to know from the mayor, but that was this last Tuesday, the 24th. And so you just go to WHFR.fm, click on Talk Shows, click on Tuesday Forum, because that's where it was this week, and the date, 4/24/12, and you can hear Mayor O'Reilly's speech there in its speech. It's his answering of my questions for the whole hour. Very, very interesting thing. He dispelled a lot of rumors and myths and set us on the track that as he saw it, anyway. All right, Margaret King Ahmed here, host of WHFR's Parent Connection. Margaret, welcome back to the studios. You're here once a month for the Parent Connection show. You have actually a history that goes much further back, again, as an unpaid staff volunteer. Tell us about how you got started, Margaret.
Well, actually, thank you, Jay, first of all, for inviting me to be here today. And I want to tell you that, yes, I was back in the studio, or I should say I started in the studio at least 15 years ago, if not longer than that. And I stopped counting after 15, I guess, is what the deal is. So anyway, it was a wonderful opportunity, and I want to say how grateful I am for that opportunity. I came into the studio with your support and your encouragement, and my husband's as well, who had a radio station, or was working at a radio station, a local radio station, doing a world music show. And there wasn't a world music show here at that time. So it seemed like a perfect opportunity to come in and bring world music to the community, and I think it worked out very well, panned out very well, and I think we've built a lot of listeners from that world music show, and now Miss White is taking that the Global Village, now it's called. It was called Vibrations, World mm-hmm. Vibrations back then.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful, wonderful journey for me, I have to tell you, because I learned so much about so many different artists, some of them right here locally in our community and in Detroit and whatnot. And, you know, it just really, it helped me kind of really broaden my horizon quite a bit. And it really happened because of HFCC and because of Jay and because of the encouragement. And I want to just say, if you're out there listening, if you're a student here at HFCC, now's the time to really kind of give back to the college for providing you the music, providing you the information that comes to you from this station. And, you know, it is around the clock. This is a wonderful thing. And if you have opinions, if you have some issues and things you want to talk about, if there's some music you'd like to have played here, you don't hear it here, you can take the class, right, Jay? Can't
Absolutely.
You take a class
yeah.
and learn how to do the run the board and yeah. and meet the people and become part of the community here at the station?
Sure. We have a WHFR staff training class, and it's offered either as an academic big time 1 credit hour class.
Yeah.
If you're here at the college already taking classes, it's kind of easy to add it to your schedule. For those that aren't current students or don't really need an academic education, we have a sort of an adult education branch of the college called Center for Lifelong Learning, and you can sign up through them. There's no extra semester enrollment fee that if you were an academic, you'd have to pay an extra, I think it's $50 or $75 just to get in the door, as they say, and then you take the, so there's, it's just the class, the same cost as 1 credit hour. I think it's about $120, but it's 8 weeks long, 2-hour sessions for 8 weeks. There is some homework, oh my God, and there's some hands-on activities, and if you're successful with it, you can join the WHFR staff. It's great fun just to find out about what we do and take it seriously. I'd like to commend you also, Margaret, and certainly some of the other talk show hosts that are here too, because you in your Saturday afternoon World Vibration show, back a few years ago, you actually did include what's happening in the community, important social events, some political gatherings, some social gatherings. So you had that sort of community calendar that you added to it. And our other hosts, at least two of the other, we have four people in the studio with me. It's so crowded here. Yeah. But they do that too. And you've continued. Why did you decide, after you went on to U of MD and got your art degree and became an art school teacher, and now you're still with, of course, Dearborn Public Schools as a sort of a community liaison?
Yeah. Thank you for coming back to that. I was actually going to tell you that I'd like to talk a little bit about that. What happened is the journey trade kind of changed up a little bit. The paths went kind of differently than I expected, actually. I got my teaching certificate, and then I went, I got hired in the Dearborn District, and what happened after that is that I did some training with this man by the name of Chick Moorman, who was a parent. His program is called the Parent Talk System, and he has Parent Talk, Teacher Talk, and it's a program. Both programs deal with teaching kids how to be responsible, but it starts with parents being responsible first, and the language that we use when we talk to kids to empower them and to build in success in both in the classroom and at home, and to create positive outcomes. So once I did this, I managed one of my colleagues in the Dearborn District wrote a grant, had a grant that was set aside for parent involvement in education. And so I fit the ticket just perfectly, and I was so thrilled. She hired me, and I've worked 3 years in the district as the parent liaison, or a parent involvement educator, I should say, and been going around to all the different schools in Dearborn teaching this parenting class with wonderful, wonderful positive results, great testimony, and also doing teacher talk in some of the staff meetings. So I know how important it is to get information out to parents, and WHFR provides that through your talk show, through my talk show, and many of the hosts here that have talk shows. We want to make sure that we're empowering our parents, we're empowering the community, and Now I'm not sure which way my life is going to go. I'm going to interview for a job today. That's why I can't stay very long, and I appreciate you giving me the first chance or opportunity here to speak.
So Parent Connection on the fourth Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. or on our website after that broadcast, WHFR.FM, pre-recorded there for listening later, is all about parenting and the connection between raising good kids and helping them in the schools. And so it's an outreach of the job you're actually in right now.
Exactly. I've had specialist in math come in, specialist in reading come in. I've had Eddie Fakuri come in and talk about, you know, why it's so important to have this extra money because of the budgets, like you said, Jay, earlier. There's not enough money going around. We want to do some extra things in classrooms for people and for kids to help empower and to make sure that there's a rich environment for learning. And so, yeah, and I'm hoping to do more of this Parent Connect. And
well, you're always welcome to be here at WHR, however we can make use of your talents. Again, Margaret King Ahmed is just one of our many, our 60-plus staff volunteers. They do it because they love it, because they can share it with the community, and it's things you can't get on other radio stations. So that phone number is...
Well, let's see. That phone number is 313-845-9676, or you can call toll-free 800-585-4322, extension 9676. If you'd like to just, that's option one, is that correct?
Yeah, that's a live studio.
And option two would be a voicemail. Or you can go to www.whfr.fm and do it online. And we accept everything that you can give. We give of our time and energy and effort and our monetary extra cash that we might have. We also donate back into the studio, and which I did this week at the beginning of the week. And I would hope that all of us, all the staff, I hope everybody decides that it's time to give back, even though...
Yeah, family, friends, relatives, frenemies, because they're kind of friends, aren't they? Get them to make a pledge, you know, that's what keeps us going, folks. We have a very, very lean budget. When I get out of town every now and then, I try to check on other stations like ours, independent, non-commercial, other cities, not affiliated with National Public Radio, getting no federal or state funds. And their budgets, though, in a city like our size, broadcasting to a large community with a staff of 70 or more, 24/7 operation, usually are $100,000 or $200,000 minimum just to keep them going. We're down to only about $45,000 a year for all our basic supplies. And that's, you know, at 60% of that we have to raise. So this pledge drive, as well as our concerts other times of the year, we don't do those for extra cash. We do those to help make that minimum, folks. So we have a blues concert coming up in May, I know. You'll hear about later on Joanne's show. And so we need your support really all through the year. And right now is a great time to call, 313-845-9676, option 1. Thank you so much, Margaret, for coming in today on our special edition of The Journal featuring our forum host here at WHFR. So we're going to move right along. Thanks. Good luck on your interview.
And thank you very much.
Now we're going to go along and listen to this promotion because, hey, folks, we are not alone.
Have you ever wondered if we were alone in the universe? 55% of Americans believe we are not. Most of those believe we have been visited. And now, high-ranking government, military, and corporate officials are coming forward to confirm those beliefs. Join your host, David Twitchell, the first Tuesday of each month at 1 p.m. for We Are Not Alone. A new guest each month will share their latest evidence in support of the UFO reality. Listen in and weigh the evidence for yourself, right here on WHFR.FM 89.3. We are not alone.
And we're back with more of the new WHFR Journal Forum Host Day, as well as Radiothon Pledge Day, 313-845-9676. Consider a generous pledge now, because these talk shows, you know, do you know that we actually have five different forum hosts that work on talk shows every month, ideas and information about Dearborn and the surrounding area you can't hear anywhere else. And still remaining in the studio is Lynn Grunst, and she's from the Impact Show on Tuesdays, the fourth Tuesday of each month. And Lynn was very kind to allow Mayor O'Reilly to have her slot this last Tuesday, you know. But we're going to pass over Lynn now. Ned Apigian is here, too, and he does the Dearborn, the special show, Dearborn Heights News and Views. And that comes on the fifth Tuesday of every month, which is about every 3 months. And but I think, Ned, we're coming up on yours, he can nod, on the 29th of May. So not too far away. He's planning it already. He's taking notes here. But David Twitchell, we just did the promo for his show. The first Tuesday, he gets in the first Tuesday of every month from 1 to 2 o'clock, or also available as a podcast from our website, whfr.fm, with his show, We Are Not Alone. Well, Dave, we're obviously not alone. We're all together here in the studio. I think the promo indicated you're talking about the possibility of extraterrestrials.
Possibility indeed. I was saying the possibility indeed. I had my own sighting. If anybody listens to my show, they'll know I had my own sighting back in 1962. Mm-hmm. And it was very dramatic. I was 14 years old, so the listeners can do the math there. And
You're pretty sure it wasn't swamp gas?
I was very sure, yes. This was in Detroit, Joy Road in Southfield, if anybody's familiar with the Detroit area. And my whole family saw this craft hovered over our house for about 15, the whole neighborhood for about 15 minutes. So I knew right then that we are not alone. Mm-hmm. And I've spent the rest of my life trying to make sure that I wasn't crazy, my family wasn't crazy. And lo and behold, other people have seen these things.
Well, as you present on your shows, and you have some of the, first of all, you've gone on to become a well-respected member of MUFON. That's a Mutual UFO Network, the largest international organization of private and professional investigators of UFO phenomena.
Right.
And written two books, am I correct? Two?
Three.
And you helped with three. The third one,
the
you
third
helped,
one I
helped another with. Author, but you that's yeah. really yours. I'll give you credit.
And half mine.
Right. And Dave has made presentations of his research and his findings at many UFO conventions of one sort or another, besides the MUFON area convention. I first met you, in fact, at a MUFON convention here in Michigan, I think back in the early 2002 or somewhere in there, early this last decade.
Right.
Yeah. And And Dave knows because he's part of the Michigan MUFON organization, and he is a field investigator, too. And you have to qualify for that, folks. That's not easy. You got to know how to be professional and scientific and so on. When you find out about a reported sighting or contact of some sort, David and a whole team of field investigators in Michigan MUFON, they go and they try to get the facts and they try to preserve the evidence. And so certainly on your shows, too, you add some of those Michigan reports and sightings, which are now up to, they've been increasing the last couple of years. Is it a couple dozen, three dozen, maybe 30, 40 now last year? Can't remember.
Last year?
This year.
I can't count. I think that we have 10,000 per year worldwide.
Worldwide, right. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now,
investigated by MUFON, by the way, folks.
And admittedly, you know, 80 to 85% of them are misidentifications. Mm-hmm. But MUFON's job is scientifically separating the wheat from the chaff and deciding which ones are possibly or probably unexplainable. Now, we're not saying they're extraterrestrial. Mm-hmm. They're unexplained objects in the sky. And they cause a great danger, hazard to conventional aircraft. Mm-hmm. And many pilots have reported them. Many pilots have not reported them because they seem to, you know, there's a lot of red tape involved. And they're chastised by their bosses and sometimes let go.
And it seems our government, at least they claim, they're not investigating anymore and that they're not saving this information, but we know that they are. And whether it's a national security issue or not, I know a lot of us would like to have the truth. I'd like to have the facts made clear to us and what's going on. And it certainly is, as you rightfully say, it's a health and safety issue and something that the government should be forthcoming on. And so thanks to MUFON for doing what our government has not been doing. But you present some of the greatest UFO researchers and even former astronauts on your show every month for a full hour interview. That's amazing amount of information, and you can tell from that extent, you know, what sort of people they are and what sort of evidence that they have that they've discovered. So really, thank you for putting that together. I'd like to feature one of the shows now, but our people that think this might be a valuable topic to listen to every month, and only WHFR does it in this area, certainly. What's the phone number?
The phone number to call is area code 313-845-9676. That's area code 313-845-9676, option one. Mm-hmm. And donate what you can and ask for those incentives and, you know, keep us going here at WHFR. Well, you can go online and to WHFR.FM, not .net or .com, is .fm.
That's right.
A lot of people get confused, and it was WHFR.fm.
Here's an example, just briefly, of a recent show that Dave did for We Are Not Alone. Again, that's the Tuesday Forum on WHFR from 1 to 2 o'clock every month, first Tuesday every month. That phone number again, 313-845-9676.
Welcome to We Are Not Alone. Where local investigators, as well as world-renowned scientists and ufologists, share their latest evidence in support of the UFO reality. Hi, I'm David Twitchell, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. WHFR.FM is the station making waves, and for the next hour, we will be exploring the mysteries of the UFO and abduction phenomena. In May of 2008, Mr. Peter Robbins was our guest on this show, and I'm happy to say we were able to get him back for today's show. And Peter is one of the most respected investigative writers and public speakers on the subject of UFOs.
He has more than 30 years experience as a researcher, investigator, writer, lecturer, activist, and author. And he is a regular guest on radio shows around the country. And he has appeared on or been consultant to numerous television shows and documentaries. He is also the co-author of the British bestseller, Left at East Gate, a first-hand account of the Rendlesham Forest UFO incident, its cover-up and investigation. So I want to welcome Mr. Peter Robbins back to the show.
David, thank you so much for inviting me back to the show.
It is our pleasure.
I'm also going to talk about particulars of and my personal memories of the 1978 United Nations effort to establish a permanent UN UFO agency, which I worked at basically as a young editorial assistant on a paper for then Secretary General Waldheim, and had the unique opportunity to sit in on all of the relevant meetings of the Special Political Committee of the General Assembly.
Okay, now, J. Allen Hynek and Stanton Friedman, Dr. Jacques Vallée, astronaut Gordon Cooper, they were all at that 78 committee.
Well, they all were, with one exception. Gordon Cooper was indeed scheduled to speak there, but New York was hit by a phenomenal blizzard over those couple of days, and he was actually not able to get into town.
Okay.
But his statement was, and was read very much into the record at the time.
Okay.
But, yeah, we had some of the major luminaries of ufology, as well as a gentleman associated with certainly then an extremely well-known case. He is a lieutenant colonel, as I recall, named Coyne, C-O-Y-N-E.
Okay.
And his helicopter, which was being operated with a crew near its base in Ohio, was pulled higher and higher into the sky by a UFO, very much against the will of the crew and the pilot. Mm. And he was right there as a first-hand witness to talk about it. It was extremely interesting, to put it mildly. Fascinating couple of days.
And how did these people in the UN take this kind of information?
This is absolutely subjective, because it's based on, quite literally, David, looking at the faces of the representatives to the United Nations who were there for their countries. And they were all not there. There was certainly a noticeable absence level. And judging from the reactions of the personnel who were there, my sense was because this was the last place they wanted to be discussing, the last subject they would want to discuss in an open forum.
Mm.
Let's remember the tremendous ridicule value that's been associated with this subject since the summer of 1947.
Right.
And my sense was that none of these representatives wanted to jeopardize their cushy job.
Well, we're going to be fading that out now and getting back to our show here. It's WHFR Journal for Friday, April 27th. It's Radiothon Pledge Week. We need your phone call in the office. We need your pledge online, whichever way is better for you. The phone number here, 313-845-9676. Sure, you can call when we're talking. That's okay. I've got other people sitting around here. They'll take your pledge sort of off in the corner from the phone, and no problem. Again, the website, whfr.fm. You can use your MasterCard, Visa, or Discover card over the website, too, and you'll see all of our pledge incentives. And let me just give you an idea. Again, do you really need to be bribed to donate to WHFR? Sure, why not?
It helps.
Yeah, it helps. Okay, for a $30 pledge, if you're a first-time pledger at $30 or more, you get a WHFR logoed acrylic coffee mug. That's kind of cool, you know, fits in your card drink holder, cup holder. And also, everybody at $30 pledge level also gets a WHFR logo keychain bottle opener. Now, these are 100% metal. I'm not sure which metal, but and they've got our logo, and they're bright blue, and they open even the flip-top bottles, not just the old bottle caps.
So you don't break a nail.
That's right. You don't want to break a nail. That's right. And Get yourself on mic. That was a really funny comment, Lynn.
It's accurate. That's true. So you don't break a nail.
Yeah.
Even
guys can break nails.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It hurts.
Right. So it's just kind of cute. Thank you. And at $52, we have a new insulated mug that won't fit in your cup holder.
It's kind of large.
I've got it over here. Oh, yeah. It's like a beer stein thing.
Wow.
It is acrylic also, so it won't break if you drop it. But it actually has sort of simulated crystals all on the side,
ice
like
cubes.
Ice cubes.
Looks
ice
like
cubes.
Cut glass.
And boy, at your parties, you'll be special if you pull out your WHFR insulated mug, I'll tell you. And that's at the $52 pledge level. At $125, we have a logo cooler bag. Yeah, it's padded. It's a big, beautiful blue cloth. It'll hold at least a six-pack or more. You could even use it if you wanted to do sort of a handbag or a storage bag for cameras because it's so insulated. It's padded, too, so it'll protect any sort of valuables. And, of course, keep your food or water beverages or whatever cooler or hotter or whatever you have. Or at that level, 125, we have a padfolio. You know, it's a portfolio. A zippered thing with beautiful blue cloth and WHFR logo trim on it in tan. And it'll even fit an iPad in the inside pocket, by the way. It's a standard 8.5 by 11 pad of paper in there, which I think we provide one pad for free for you, too. Oh, yeah. And maybe we'll even toss in a WHFR pen, ballpoint pen in there. What the heck?
I'm
okay.
Sold.
Yeah, I know. $125 pledge. $250, we actually have a very beautiful sort of permanent donation recognition family tree, we call it, right on the wall next to our entranceway here in the Student Center at the Henry Ford Community College. And you can get it engraved with your name or some sort of dedication. That's tasteful. And that's at the $250 pledge. Or we got a variety of Land's End jackets, and you can choose the style and the color within a range that we'll give you, and that is so cool. A lot of our own staff members have given enough money at the $250 level, yeah, it's true, that they've gotten those jackets for themselves, and they wear them proudly, and mine has... I think I got it over 10 years ago. I mean, the Land's End makes really good stuff. That's at the $250 pledge level.
The quality is really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And at the $500 pledge level, well, it's just kind of a special personal thing. Dinner for up to four people at our Henry Ford Community College 5101 restaurant run by our hospitality education program. And they do that, yes, in the evenings, I think Wednesday evenings. And we can also include a tour of the studios either during that evening or afterwards. We'd love to greet you and meet you, as they say. And of course, if you don't want any of this stuff, it's fine. We need your help. We need your support right now. That's 313-845-9676. So thank you, Dave Twitchell, for all your efforts on the show. And that's the What We Are Not Alone has actually been running for how many years now?
6 years. This next show. On this coming Tuesday will be our 6th anniversary. So thank you, WHFR, for providing that platform for me.
Well, as soon as we find out what the heck these things are, you'll probably be out of work. But
probably not. Probably not. I don't know.
We'll have to change the title. We're definitely not alone.
That's it. We know what they are now.
Yeah. And we're going to move on to Lynn Gruenst, who sort of in the mode of... Margaret King Ahmed, you began with a music show on Saturdays, which you still have with us,
right.
And then you've become a forum talk show host also once a month. Tell us about your music show, first of all.
Okay. Saturday afternoons from noon until 2, No Boys Allowed, where I bring you the best of female artists from all different genres. And I like to mix it up a little bit, and I have a lot of guests come in, talk about different types of music. We talk about... different music as it relates to different dates. So mm-hmm. I am a sucker for really, really bad one-liners, and I'll bring those on different holiday times. And I threw myself a birthday party this year because my birthday actually landed on a Saturday, and I brought in all kinds of horrible one-liners. Do you know how a clam celebrates his birthday, Jay?
Uh-oh. I feel a bad pun coming on. No, tell me.
He celebrates.
Oh,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they're fun. They're supposed to be bad. Anyway, my favorite story about preparing for one of my No Boys Allowed shows was the night that I came in and I picked up about an 8-inch stack of CDs and another 8-inch stack of CDs and then about a 4-inch stack of CDs before I found a female artist.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is there are way more males in the industry than females, and they get a lot more airplay than females. So it's not a negative. What I'm trying to do is enlighten you and let you know about some of these fantastic ladies who are out there. I have a number of favorites. I love some of the local talent. Regina Carter gets an awful lot of airplay from me just because she's such an incredibly talented lady. Grew up in Detroit schools and received the Genius Grant a couple years ago. Just an incredible positive from Detroit.
Yeah, and the title of her show, again, her show title, No Boys Allowed, it's actually spelled, if you know, this is radio, but it's spelled A-L-O-U-D. So it's like No Boys Out Loud. So it's not like, get out of here, boys can't listen, you know. It's no, you never emphasize that. It's just that, yeah, female artists do not get the attention that's due. Just like all the Indian alternative artists and music styles, some, you know, do not get the attention on Detroit radio. Even classical music, you know, there's only like two other stations, both non-commercial in Detroit, that have any classical music at all. And it's a tradition of like 600 years, starting in Europe and throughout America now, too. And this stuff is good. People work really hard to do classical music. Also, you know, think of all the people in a typical symphony orchestra or even a chamber orchestra. It's rare you have a classical artist. Sometimes classical guitar, that might be solo, but it or piano could be solo. But most of the time, it's a lot of people working very hard in intense compositions that, you know, deserve some listening and some understanding. And so we feature that at night, thanks to our satellite classical service from Classical 24, which, by the way, folks, cost us about $9,000 a year for the show. And we paid that happily, as long as you'll contribute to help the cause here. But Lynn, I want to especially commend you, and that phone number, 313-845-9676, option one. Your show also, before you started the Impact Show, which features a nonprofit organization, local organization, sometimes connected with a national organization of the same name, but sometimes usually not. These things deserve our attention and our awareness and our support, as do we. But you were starting to do that on your music show, bringing in people from the community organizations. Some of them were having like little music concerts too, presenting local artists, but then they get to talk about their cause or what their benefit was for. And so it was sort of a natural when a slot became open to ask you to cover the Impact Show once a month. I have just a little snippet that is the beginning, I believe, of the last show from last month, and let's let our listeners hear that right now, and then we'll get back to talking to you. Remember our pledge line, call us right now or donate right now, 313-845-9676. Keep this unique educational, non-commercial music and news experience on the air. Please support us, 313-845-9676, option one, or go right to our website right now, whfr.fm, and make a generous pledge.
Keeping people under your thumb. Now the doomsday clock is chiming. Your number's up for sure. Now you have to learn to work and fight if you want to make war. If all you see is race in a person's face, if hate consumes your mind, you're not my kind. These walls are going down, and if you're not down with that, pack it in, put on your hat.
That come, the type of service that you offer is something that is absolutely so appreciated by the families.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, we have to figure, you have 1,500 families from all over the world at that house at one point during the year. And they really come there with basically clothes on their back and maybe a small suitcase. They're not carrying loads of food. They're not carrying personal computers. We have all of that right at the house. It truly is a home away from home. It's a 16,000 square foot home, 25 bedrooms. We have, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner being served every day by different community groups and organizations.
Okay, the families that come. How long do they stay? I'm sure it depends on the condition of the child, but that's the primary concern for them, is to get the child well.
Well, you know, the average stay for our house in Detroit is about 7 nights.
Okay.
Although we have families that have been coming back and forth, you know, for 17 years, you know, either
really?
For, you know, surgical updates or maybe just checkups. But they have, some have stayed as long as 378 days.
Okay. Lynn is in the studio, the host of the show. That's a sample of last month's Impact show here on WHFR. And it's all about the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes, last month we had in the director of Ronald McDonald House. And as you were fading out, she was talking about how there are certain families who are actually have been in that house, staying at the Ronald McDonald House for over a year. And it gets back to the child's needs, and the child maybe has some disease, cancer, what have you, and there's a surgery. So then there's the follow-up after the surgery, and then they come back for a follow-up appointment, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all about the kids. And the groups that have been on Impact are spreading the word. I mean, I don't know about you, Jay, but I knew about Ronald McDonald House being there, okay, somewhere around Children's Hospital, been there for many years, and that was the extent of my knowledge. I didn't realize the wonderful things that they really do, along with the fact that there are so many volunteer opportunities for virtually all of these groups.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick rundown, have you ever heard of Turner Syndrome? That was one I didn't even know about the disease, and that's something we talked about, Turner Syndrome. I had Wayne State Athletics come in, and you kind of think, why? Well, there's a whole lot of give back, and they're teaching kids from the inner city how to golf, and they're passing out hygiene kits on Cass Avenue, and this is all part of the athletic program, give back. So there's a lot of really, really great things. But probably the one story I'd like to share, if I just have a minute, is Wigs for Kids. And that was one of the most powerful interviews that I ever conducted. And it was actually...
This is Wigs.
Wigs.
W-I-G-S. Wigs.
For
your head.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have hair. Because?
They have cancer treatments. They pull it out. The one that absolutely broke my heart was, and it's a significant number, percentage-wise, of these kids who have been involved in fires, and their scalps are so damaged that the hair will not grow back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real heartbreaker. But I had the founder on the phone, and she told me at the beginning of the show about the first person that she dealt with, who was 16 years old at the time, came in with her mom, and they were looking for a wig, not for the mom, but for her. And at the time, Maggie did not work with children. Now, with Wigs for Kids, she's working with 3 through 18-year-old children, male and female. And at the end of the show, I said, of all the kids you've worked with, not your favorite, but who made the biggest impression on you? Who is a lasting impression? And she teared up because it was that same 16-year-old who is now 24. And she said, Lynn, I think I went to see her for the last time at the hospital. So she's been battling cancer all these years, and it looks like her fight may be over soon. So it was a real heartbreaker. Then I called her about 7 o'clock that night, and I said, I'm sorry it ended the way it did. And I said, but are you okay? And she said, I'm fine. She said, in fact, it was a wonderful day. And I'm going to do it now.
She's cheering
up. She had
up.
Two people call for wigs for their children who did not know about the organization until they heard about it on this radio station.
Yeah.
At which point, I knew that WHFR had done something so positive to help two kids at which point I teared up.
Well, this is the reason we started the Impact Show. A lot of people know about the fine work of, let's say, Michigan Cancer Society and various heart organizations and so on, and that's all well and good, but they get the notice, they get the attention, but there's a lot of smaller nonprofits that are helping very select individuals who have problems that are not touched on by these larger organizations.
Absolutely.
And they need help and support too, and whatever's right, but with these smaller organizations, a little bit of support from you folks can make such a difference, whether you're volunteering time or giving a little bit of money. Kind of like WHFR. I mean, we're not a big radio station. We're a non-commercial educational station licensed to Henry Ford Community College. There's no full-time paid staff here at all. Myself and only two others out of the 60-plus staff get a part-time salary as advisors, supervisors from Henry Ford Community College. But all of our operating budget for equipment repair and replacement, we haven't had anything new here beyond the basics, I don't know for how many years. It's basically just the cost of replacing what we have, like this phone system, sometimes a little hard to dial because the keys have been hit so many times. That's $3,000 to replace that handset and the electronics. So we do have a pledge coming in now, and Lynn is going to take it. I'm going to do move on to our next forum talk show, and that is either way. And that is the Dearborn Heights News and Views. Listen to the opening. This is magnificent.
Welcome to the Heights News and Views, a talk show program part of the WHFR Tuesday Forum series of talk show programs presented from 1 to 2 p.m. The Heights News and Views is a program presented live on the fifth Tuesday of any month. The program is devoted to interviews with prominent individuals on issues important to the residents of Dearborn Heights. You are listening to WHFR 89.3 FM Dearborn, making waves from the campus of the Henry Ford Community College located in Dearborn, Michigan. You can hear all of our archived forum programs on the internet by going to our website at whfr.fm. Select the option Forum. Wait for the option to select that Tuesday date for the program that you wish to hear by selecting the desired date. Now, to your host and director, Ned Apigian, for today's program.
That's me. And I'm here.
Yes, Ned is here as soon as I turn his microphone on. And also introduce him. Ned, we're very happy that you've been with our station for a number of years now. You said 7 or 8 years helping with promotional events, a number of things going on there for you.
And I remember when Dave was taking his class and I said, another old guy is coming here.
Yeah, all ages are acceptable here. Dave, what was that comment?
I just said, what?
Yeah,
you must have done the math when I said the...
No, I didn't.
But we had an available like the fifth Tuesday. What are we going to do with the fifth Tuesday? And although it's not the fact that Dearborn Heights News and Views are not happening, except for once every 3 months, by golly, that's the spot we needed to fill. And of course, we're always moving things around. And Ned is really in the thick of things now because he got himself elected to the Dearborn Heights City Council.
Thanks to God. And
we were just reelected, in fact. So,
yes.
So congratulations on that a little while back. When Dennis Reimars, our news director, was here in the last couple of months, he was also a Dearborn Heights reporter for the Press and Guide. And boy, the stories he told me behind the scenes, Ned.
He liked me.
He did, yes.
He says I entertained the people.
That's right. Somebody has to. No, Ned, your background is that of an architect and city planner?
Yeah, well, to make a long story short, that's right. I have degrees in architecture and a master's in urban planning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another story. We don't want to go into that. But my
previous
radio experience is probably more important. WCAR Car, before it became a Catholic radio station, had ethnic programming, pretty much like WNZK is today.
Okay.
And for about 5 years, at my own cost, I had to raise the money to pay for it. I had an hour program a week, of which where I played ethnic music. But essentially, my purpose was to tell stories, stories in history to music to explain, much like Mike Worf used to do, which impressed me.
Right, and then the first show you started here for us was a forum show too.
Yes.
Was actually about
history.
I'd say sort of intellectual history, and going back to the beginnings of some of the conflicts that we have today in the Middle East.
How history affects current events.
Right. That was almost graduate level discussions. Ned got some of the best scholars in the country, having to do with Arab American or Arab Middle Eastern issues and religious issues and differences. We learned so much, and then
I wished I had some of them that I didn't tape. That one on the history of the Bolshevik Revolution by Professor Suni from University of Michigan was. I wish I had it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where it is.
Nobody can ever forget the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes,
I know.
He's also a left-winger. You know,
but the thing is, you say, well, how is that appropriate for WHFR local radio? It's because, folks, all these things do interrelate, okay? Sometimes more, sometimes less. But the lessons learned in the past are often forgotten by the new generations. And so Ned was trying to preserve some of the heritage. Now he's Mr. Insider. He's inside the Dearborn Heights City Council. And so your show has been on like 4 or 5 times now, like once every 2 or 3 months, whenever the fifth Tuesday is there.
I think it's been more than that.
We started with, of course, the mayor, Daniel Poletko. And then we've done stories with the clerks. And we did a one
treasurer.
That I thought was amazing with the Treasury Department and how the money goes.
The assessor astounded you, right?
Oh, I couldn't believe the complexity and the weirdness.
The CPI index on how the assessor.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I gotta figure out.
We're still
out.
Trying to figure that out. Yeah.
Anyway, in terms of what we do in Dearborn Heights, what's interesting, current, very quickly, we have a person on the council who has resigned because she's been appointed by Governor Snyder as a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And she will have to run for election, see if she can maintain that. And we have the problem now of selecting the seventh person, which in my opinion is I don't want to select anybody because you got till the 17th of May to file and run for the position.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time and money like I had to. And I'm hoping the person we select is not a person who will run. So that's the major thing we're confronted with. The other one is finances, there never seems to be enough. Our situation is not desperate like maybe Allen Park, Melvindale, Garden City. Mm-hmm. Our pensions are completely funded.
Well, that's hard to say. You know, Mayor O'Reilly was here on Tuesday, they're still struggling with that issue here.
They've been doing a lot of things there differently. They're hiring a lot of part-time people.
Right. Yeah.
So that's... The filling that seat is a political thing. We had the first vote the other day, and you're supposed to get 4 votes, and one person was on vacation, and no one got 4 votes, so I don't know what that means. It means the names will be brought up, and whoever got 1 vote, the person who supported them may decide not to. Now, the important thing that people need to know, my next show, whatever that month is.
It's May 29th.
May 29th, we're gonna talk about TIFA. TIFA is a very important thing because we make tons of money on this TIFA thing, which is tax increment deferment. It's a complicated process, but I cannot tell you, the school district that accepted that has caused so much ability for the city of Dearborn Heights to develop. The new Justice Center didn't cost us 1 penny in general funds. So That's the most important thing. Be sure to listen to that if you're a Dearborn Heights resident.
And if you just check the dates, folks, for Tuesday Forum on our WHFR website, Talk Shows Tuesday Forum,
the
fifth Tuesday, we have all those Dearborn Heights News and Views shows archived. And it's true, it's like one every 2 or 3 months, depending on how the calendar falls. But and that's, you know, Ned is extremely busy. He's still doing consultancy and architecture and city planning, as well as his job with being a city councilman, which it's got to take a little time to get some research on these issues. So we're just really thankful, Ned, that you've chosen to give us the time over the years for the several shows, and now with Dearborn Heights News and Views continuing. What the heck, if you're really desperate for more airtime, we've got some slots, so we'll talk to you about that. Don't want to entice him unnecessarily.
So the important thing is that the next program and the archiving of the treasurer, the assessor, and I'd like to encourage all the Dearborn Heights listeners to make sure they send in a donation, not only because of our program, but in support of the station.
And what's that phone number?
That phone number is the only one I ever talk about. 313-845-9676. You recite all the rest of them, you won't remember anything. And this signal doesn't need a 1-800 number to call. Just remember 845-9676, Poor People's Exchange, 313.
Right. Or donate online anytime at WHFR.
Yes, that's it. If you're listening in China, go on the internet. Thank you much.
That's right. Thank you. I want to thank all of our talk show hosts, Margaret King Ahmed, who was on earlier and had to leave for an appointment. And then it was David Twitchell, who is here with us now. And your show, We Are Not Alone, will be up next Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday.
From 1 to 2 o'clock. Right. Who's the guest?
The guest will be Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I know that name from ufology or UFO history.
He was just 11 years old when he handled the debris from Roswell.
Yeah, right. His dad dropped that off at the house for a little examination session, his dad being with the U.S. Air Force. Lynn?
Thank you so much, Jay. It was a pleasure being here. And if I could just leapfrog a little bit from what Ned was saying. Remember, too, you can hear this station any place in the world, and the easy-to-remember website is whfr.fm.
Right.
So thank you for your pledges in advance.
And Ned, thank you as always for your support, it's especially coming in this morning and
my pleasure to
giving information.
Anytime you want me to come in to help, you just call.
We want to thank the pledger.
Just don't do it at 9 o'clock.
He made a real effort. He's not a morning person. I'm not either. I understand that. But we all do what we can here. Most of us not paid, and some of us not paid enough at all. And we don't want to be. We want to help make this work. We want to keep it going. Our 27th year of local non-commercial support. Thank you to John of Dearborn. I know it sounds pretty anonymous there, but really, we don't want to give the name or whatever there. But thank you for your pledge of support that you just called in. We really do appreciate it. Coming up now is Highway 61. This is WHFR Dearborn. Thank you for listening to the new WHFR Journal next week. Back with more of our top issues of the day. If you want to hear that interview that we did 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Tuesday, April 24th, with Mayor John B. O'Reilly Jr., all the latest topics that I could squeeze into the hour in 3 minutes.